Lynn Payne is the garden guru from Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, you know, what I've been thinking about lately is kind of planning ahead a little bit. We know that summer is almost over and the colder months are coming on. I don't know if you're like me, but in the spring of the year, after all the danger of frost has passed, I like to put several of my houseplants, or if not most of them, outdoors for the summer. That way they get the fresh breezes and maybe a little direct sunshine and some rain on them. Of course, you got to be careful when you put out houseplants, and they have to be somewhat protected from the harsh midday sun and also the possibility of getting hailed on. It's happened to me before, and you know, a few minutes of a hard hailstorm sure does ruin the appearance of your houseplants for many months to come. So I've learned the hard way. I keep them under a dense shade tree or partially under a patio roof. But now's the time to start thinking about what we're going to do with them when cold weather does come back. It is my suggestion that the first thing we do is inspect them very carefully for insects. Insects can be pretty tricky. They can hide underneath the leaf or where the leaf attaches to the stem. They can crowd themselves down in that little bitty space, and they're hard to see. So you really got to go over them carefully and make sure that they don't have any insects on them before you bring them back in the house. What I like to do on my houseplants is I will first treat them, and I'm probably going to be doing that this weekend, with a product called Bonaid Houseplant Insect Control. And it is a systemic, so I wouldn't use that on my herbs that I'm going to be bringing back into the kitchen. But for any of my other houseplants, I'll treat them with this. And what that does is it's absorbed into the plant's vascular system. And so that if you miss any insects, or if it doesn't have insects on it, but it's got insect eggs that hatch out 30 or 60 days from now, this systemic insecticide will still be active, and it'll take care of them. The other thing I do, just as a secondary precaution, and I'll do this in about 2 weeks, I'll spray my houseplants with neem oil. Now, what this does, it's a completely safe insecticide slash fungicide. It really cleans up the plants and it kind of shines them up, makes them look like they're putting their brights on for you. So I really do recommend both of those treatments, and we still have plenty of time to do that.
Where are you located?
We've got two stores in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is 304 Camino O'Leary.
Well, thanks, Lynn, and let's continue this conversation next week.
Yes, I still have lots more to talk about.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.